Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on 5th December 2013 as part of Thursday live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
Let us first offer our most loving and reverential salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Dearest Lord, please bless us so that we can cleanse our beings to such an extent that one day your image gets reflected in our hearts as clear as the sun during the day. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to a fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. The bhajan we are going to learn today is an adoration of Lord Rama. The first line of this bhajan goes like this.
Jagadashraya Shri Raghurama.
So this is the bhajan. And as always, we will begin by getting familiar with the lyrics and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga, the tala, the meaning of its every word, and in the end, we will listen to excerpts of a presentation made during the National Bhajan Workshop by three former students of Baba's University in June 2013 in the Vrindavan Ashram. So that is coming up towards the end of the program. For the moment, let's get clear with the lyrics of this bhajan.
जगदाश्रय श्री रघु रामा जगदोद्धारा सीता रामा परम पावना तारक नामा श्री रामा शत कोटि प्रणामा साई रामा कोटि प्रणामा शरणम शरणम आत्मा रामा.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning the tune of this bhajan. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line without any musical accompaniments. Then you will hear Brother Anirudh follow after every line. Please join him so that you too can grasp the tune of this bhajan easily.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C sharp pancham. Jagadashraya Shri Raghurama.
Jagadashraya Shri Raghurama.
Jagadashraya Shri Raghurama.
Jagadashraya Shri Raghurama.
Jagadodhara Sita Rama.
Jagadodhara Sita Rama.
Jagadodhara Sita Rama.
Jagadodhara Sita Rama.
Jagadashraya Shri Raghurama.
Jagadashraya Shri Raghurama.
Param Pavana Taraka Nama.
Param Pavana Taraka Nama.
Param Pavana Taraka Nama.
Param Pavana ತಾರಕ ನಾಮ
ಶ್ರೀರಾಮ ಶತ ಕೋಟಿ ಪ್ರಣಾಮ
ಶ್ರೀರಾಮ ಶತ ಕೋಟಿ ಪ್ರಣಾಮ
ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ ಕೋಟಿ ಪ್ರಣಾಮ
ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ ಕೋಟಿ ಪ್ರಣಾಮ
ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ ಕೋಟಿ ಪ್ರಣಾಮ
ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ ಕೋಟಿ ಪ್ರಣಾಮ
ಶರಣಂ ಶರಣಂ ಆತ್ಮಾ ರಾಮ
ಶರಣಂ ಶರಣಂ ಆತ್ಮಾ ರಾಮ
ಶರಣಂ ಶರಣಂ ಆತ್ಮಾ ರಾಮ
ಶರಣಂ ಶರಣಂ ಆತ್ಮಾ ರಾಮ
ಜಗದಾಶ್ರಯ ಶ್ರೀ ರಘುರಾಮ
So that is the lovely tune of this bhajan. You heard it in the voices of Ravi Kumar and Anirudh. He was following line after line after Brother Ravi Kumar sang each line. And now from Anirudh, let us learn a little more about the composition of this bhajan. What are the swaras and the raga behind this bhajan? Anirudh, thank you so much for being in the studios with us. Please tell us more about the technicalities of this bhajan.
Saram Bishu, this is a wonderful bhajan composed in the rag Ahir Bhairav.
Okay.
In the Hindustani classical music, and you call it in Carnatic music as Chakravakam.
Okay.
It is a very popular raga. There are so many kritis and songs based on this raga, many bhajans in fact in this raga.
Okay.
And it's a very soothing raga. I'll sing the Arohana and Avarohana of this
please.
Raga. Sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa sa ni dha pa ma ga re sa It is a Sampurna Raga where you have all the seven notes when you go up and when you come down. So in this Raga you have Sa Re Re is Komal. Very powerful Re it is.
Re 1.
Yeah. Sa Re Ga Ga is Shuddh, Major Ga.
Ma Pa Dha
Dha is Shuddh.
Yes.
Ni
Ni is Komal.
Ni 1.
Yeah.
Sa Ni Da Pa Ma Ga Ga Ma Re Ni Ni Re Sa
So that's the rag Ahir Bhairav or Chakravakam.
Yeah, Anirudh, if you can just give us a small demonstration through an ala, because even as you say the re and ni, you know, it is so soothing feeling. When you just sing re sa itself, it is so soothing.
Yeah.
Please just give us a small demonstration so that we get a feel of the phrases of this raga.
Sure.
Ah Ga ga ma pa da pa ma ga.
The note dha, the shuddh dha is very pleasing, which gives the major feel.
Yes.
And when you shift to the re, it gives the re komal, heavy feel it is.
The transition from the major to the minor. Yes.
So that's where that glide.
Yes. It has a very meditative feel.
Yeah, I think it's generally sung in the morning, and since the feel is also more pleasant,
yes,
when you sing in the early morning,
more contemplative.
Yeah.
That's why in the silence of the morning.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So can we go on to the bhajan specific for this bhajan
before
tuta?
That, I just want to share with you a very popular song in this rag, composed by Shri Sadashiva Brahmendra.
Okay.
The song is named Pibare Ramarasam.
Pibare Ramarasam. Pibare Ramarasam. Rasane Pibare Ramarasam. Pibare Ramarasam. Rasane Pibare Ramarasam. Pibare Ramarasam. Ramarasam. Ramarasam.
Goes like that.
Too good. I think we can go on singing so many compositions.
Yeah.
Many songs actually come to mind, but I think we'll have to move on to the bhajan.
Yeah.
We'll come back to the bhajans after we do the swaras for every line of Jagadashraya.
We'll do the swaras line by line, no?
Yeah.
Jagadashraya Shri Raghurama Nini ni sa 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 sari ga ma re sa.
Nini ni sa 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 sari ga ma re sa.
Jagadodhara Sita Rama. Sari ma 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 ga. Ga ma ga pa ma ga re sa.
Sari ma 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 ga. Ga ma ga pa ma ga re sa.
After this we come back to the first line.
Parama pavana taraka nama. Mama mada padavama. Padani sarisa.
Mama madha padapama. Padani sarisa.
Shri Rama shat koti pranama. Pani re 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 sani sari gari sa.
Pani re re sare ga he sa.
Sai Rama koti pranama. Sari ma 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 ga re 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 ga re sa.
Sari ma 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 ga re 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 ga re sa.
Sharanam sharanam Atma Rama. Sarini Padadavamaga Ga ma ga pa ma ga re sa.
Sa re ni pa da da pa ma ga. Ga ma ga pa ma ga re sa.
Okay, so that gives us an idea of what happened behind the scenes on the instruments as we sing this beautiful Rama bhajan.
Yeah.
And Anirudh, you are saying there are so many Sai bhajans in this raga. Maybe you can just give us a few more.
Yeah, surely. The bhajan which comes to my mind is very popular Shiva bhajan.
Nataraja he Tripurari.
Yes.
Beautiful bhajan in this rag.
Yes.
And we also have Jaya Manamohana Krishna Murari. Goes like that.
Jaya Guru Omkara.
Yes.
This is also a beautiful bhajan. All these are in Chakravakam or Ahir
Bhairav. So shall we move on to the beat?
Yeah. The beat of this bhajan is 8 beat, Adi Talam. The count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
Jagadashraya Shri Raghurama. Jagadashraya Shri Raghurama.
So that gives us a good idea of the raga and the tala. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Bishop.
Sairam.
So we are now done with the lyrics, the tune, the raga and the tala of this bhajan. And now let's move on to the most vital aspect of bhajan singing, which is bhava, the feeling with which we must sing a bhajan. And to develop the correct bhava, we must understand the meaning of every word of every bhajan. So let's start with this bhajan, the first line.
Jagadashraya Shri Raghurama.
So let's start with the first line of this bhajan. The first word here is Jagadashraya. Jagat means world, Ashraya means shelter. Jagadashraya refers to the Lord who shelters the entire world. Everything and everyone is dependent on Him. The second word is Shri, a mark of respect to address someone. The third word is Raghurama, coming from Raghu and Rama, referring to Lord Rama. Rama, Bhagwan says, literally means one who is pleasing and lovable. Ramyate iti Ramaha. Bhagwan also explains the inner meaning of these three syllables, Ra, A and Ma, in the name Rama. Ra represents fire god. It burns away our sins. A, representing Surya or sun god, dispels the darkness of ignorance. Ma, representing Chandra or moon god, cools one's temper and produces tranquility. Thus the name Rama has the triple power of washing away one's sins, removing one's ignorance and tranquilizing one's mind. During a divine discourse in 1987, on the occasion of Rama Navami, Bhagwan said, Rama declared to Lakshmana, anyone who comes to me in a spirit of surrender, whoever he or she might be, is mine and I am theirs. I shall give that person shelter. This is my vow. And the manner in which Lord Rama gives asylum to Vibhishana, the brother of the demon king Ravana in the Ramayana, illustrates this divine assurance in ample measure. Baba describes this beautiful incident in great detail in his writing Ramakatha Rasavahini. Although Vibhishana is by birth a demon, he is noble and constantly chants the name of Lord Rama. He even tries his level best to advise Ravana that his abduction of Sita and holding her captive in Lanka is highly improper and that he must restore Sita back to Rama. But Ravana gets enraged at this and at one point literally kicks him out of Lanka. Vibhishana says, O King, Rama resolves on truth and his resolution can never fail. Your time is running out and so too the time of your followers. I am going to take refuge with Rama. I have done my best to save you. I have nothing to repent for. I have done no wrong. So saying, he leaves the presence of Ravana and reciting Rama, Rama with every breath, he crosses the sea and lands in the camp of Lord Rama. The monkeys take Vibhishana to be a messenger from Ravana and report his arrival to their ruler, Sugriva. And Vibhishana is prevented from entering the camp. Sugriva then goes to Lord Rama and informs him that the brother of Ravana has come to see him. At this point, Rama asks Sugriva what he thinks about Vibhishana's arrival. Sugriva replies that it is difficult to fathom the plans and purposes of demons since they can assume various forms as and when they like and they are so mystifying and inexplicable. He adds that it is advisable to bind Vibhishana and keep him aside without any delay. But what Rama replies at this point is very revealing. He says, "Friend, your words are correct. You spoke in accordance with the injunctions in the scriptures about defections. Yet, listen to my vow. It may be opposed to your advice. My vow is to protect all those who surrender to me. Even if the person surrendering is our own enemy, I would not make an exception to this vow. I shall not give up any being that surrenders to me, even if it involves incurring the sin of slaying a billion holy men. Perhaps he has been sent by Ravana in order to sow the seeds of dissension among us. Well, why should we be afraid of him even if this be true? Or maybe he has come frightened by his brother. Whatever the cause may be, if he truly surrenders to me, I shall guard him and foster him as my own life breath." So saying, Lord Rama then asks Vibhishana to be brought to him. And when Vibhishana comes, his eyes fall on Rama's lotus face. He sheds profuse tears of ecstasy and is barely able to even stand erect. He gasps and says, "Lord, Lord," and falls at the feet of Rama. He prays, "Save me, Lord, I am your slave. O protector of the gods, I took birth in the demonic race. My name is Vibhishana. I am the younger brother of Ravana who rules over the demons. My birth as a demon is a result of vast quantity of sin I had accumulated. Ignorance and dullness is our nature. They have mastery over me. I too relish darkness like the owl craves for the night. But, Lord, you are the one who fosters all those who surrender to you, all those who yearn for your love and grace. I have none else to whom I can run for rescue." When Vibhishana says this, Rama is touched. He draws Vibhishana near and softly fondles him, patting his back in deep love. And then Rama very sweetly tells him, "My dear Vibhishana, the very darshan you had of me has destroyed the demonic nature in you. You are now as close to me as Lakshmana and Sugriva are." Vibhishana just sheds copious tears of joy and gratitude. And then Rama continues, "Vibhishana, you possess all desirable excellences, or else you would not have earned this darshan, this chance to touch me and contact me, and this opportunity to converse with me. Now you are mine. This is your great good fortune." This is how the story in the sacred epic of Ramayana goes. The Lord offers refuge to Vibhishana in the Ramavatar. And he did the same and continues to do the same in the Satya Sai Avatar too, without any exception. One very telling incident comes to mind. There was a murderer by name Kalpagiri who somehow escaped the police, fled to the Himalayas and donned ochre robes after committing a murder. He thought he could smother the voice of his conscience by chanting the name of God. He met many saints, read several sacred books and became proficient in the philosophy of Advaita, non-dualism. And after this, he returned to South India, which was a familiar territory for him. Someone told him about Baba and he made a trip to Prashanthinilayam. And interestingly, Swami called him for an interview. And in that session, Swami asked him, "Why postpone for another birth the suffering which you must undergo in return for the act you have committed?" Bhagwan ordered Kalpagiri to surrender to the police and assured him that he would not be hanged. Swami also told him that he would bless him with a rosary when he returned to Baba after his sentence in the prison was over. Hearing these words, Kalpagiri gladly surrendered to the police. Just as Bhagwan had predicted, he was not hanged but got a sentence of life imprisonment. However, because of his good behavior in the prison, after a few years of being in the jail, he was granted president's pardon. In fact, so good was his nature in the jail that many fellow prisoners also got transformed. They even started writing letters to Bhagwan, and Bhagwan too responded to their letters. That was the transformation that came in him and through him to so many people. And once he was released, he promptly came to Swami, and Swami, as he had promised, gave him a rosary, and from then on, Kalpagiri became a new person. He started living the life of a genuine saint. So in this line, Jagadashraya Sri Raghurama, we pay our obeisance to Lord Rama, who incarnated in the dynasty of King Raghu, the Lord who is the sole refuge of this entire cosmos, the Lord Sai Rama. We move on to the second line.
Jagadodhara Sitarama.
Jagatodhara comes from Jagat and Udhara, and it means the Lord who uplifts the entire world. The second word is Sita, referring to Mother Sita, the consort of Lord Rama. King Janaka was one day turning the sword on the grounds where he decided to perform a yajna, and to his amazement found a vessel in the furrow. When he removed and examined it, he found in it a charming infant. Since the child came from the furrow, she was named Sita, and he brought her up with much love. Bhagwan says that Sita is born of the earth and is the child of the earth, and hence she represents Prakriti or Mother Nature. Bhagwan has on many occasions explained a hierarchical relationship between individuals and God. He says that every human being is a limb of society. Society in turn is a limb of nature, and finally, nature is a limb of God. Vyashti, Samashti, Srishti and Parameshti. This is how the cosmic connection flows. Nature in all its pristine glory and its bounty is verily a reflection of God, just as we human beings are. And nature is absolutely selfless and gives us so much without expecting anything in return. Therefore, Baba says it's our duty to revere and protect nature and not destroy or exploit it. The various natural calamities that strike suddenly across the world are just nature's way of warning us that we should not misuse her various gifts for our personal and selfish advantage. In fact, these are constant reminders of the extremely urgent need for humanity as a whole to wake up and start taking positive steps to preserve ecological balance. As long as perfect balance is maintained in ecology and we live in harmony with nature, we do not encounter problems. But when the balance is tampered with, nature retaliates and shows her fury in gigantic proportions. In a discourse delivered during Dasara 1992, Swami said, "The progress of modern technology by polluting the atmosphere with carbon dioxide smoke is causing a threat to life on Earth. This smoke has already created a hole in the ozone ring above the Earth, which has been serving as a protective cover against harmful radiation from the sun. If the ozone layer is destroyed, the effect of the sun's rays may be disastrous. All that needs to be done to avert this danger is to reduce the pollution of the atmosphere caused by automobiles and industrial effluents. The uncontrolled development of industries has to be checked. Development should be in the common interest and only to promote the welfare of all. Resources like water, air, power and minerals should be used properly and not wasted or misused. Economy in the use of every natural resource is vital." In another discourse, Baba said, man must learn to use nature not for his comfort or entitlement to the utter forgetfulness of the God behind the joy he derives, but for the better understanding of the intelligence that guides the universe. How does a tree grow or a flower bloom? How does man learn about the stars and space except by the inspiration of the joy and the intelligence which he who resides within endows? Bhagwan goes on to say, approach nature in a humble and prayerful mood, then your future will be safe. Ravana coveted Sita, who represents Prakriti or nature, and stealthily brought her over, and that selfishness and greed led him into the deepest fall. If only he had coveted the God behind nature, Rama, he would have earned eternal joy. That is the profound lesson from the Ramayana. Let us learn to place a ceiling on our desires and do our bit to save nature. We know that economists across the world have propounded economic models that measure a nation's success and progress purely from the material point of view, which has caught on everywhere. They emphasize that the key to happiness is obtaining and enjoying material development. But we know how much Bhagwan has always told us to focus on the happiness that lies within us, which has nothing to do with external things. It might be interesting here to note that the Kingdom of Bhutan advocates that amassing material wealth does not necessarily lead to happiness. The nation is now trying to measure progress not by the popular idea of gross domestic product or GDP, but through gross national happiness, GNP. Therefore, let us respect nature with the same reverence that we have for God, and that is the meaning of Sita Rama. Hence, in this line, Jagatodhara Sita Rama, we lovingly salute the Lord who uplifts the entire humanity and is the creator from whom all creation has emerged, the one who has taught humanity to adore and worship nature as divine. Let's move on to the third line.
Jagadashraya Shri Raghurama.
This is a repeat of the first line where we bow to the majestic Lord Rama, who is the refuge for the entire world. Let's move on to the fourth line.
Param Pavana Tarakanama.
Parama means supreme or highest. The second word Pavana means pure. Taraka means that which can protect, and Nama means name. Hence Tarakanama means the name that is the shield to save us, the name that can take us safely across the ocean of worldly existence. In the Vishnu Sahasranam, there is a mention of how Mother Parvati asks Lord Shiva the easiest way to attain the benefit of chanting all the 1,000 names. In reply, Lord Shiva promises that chanting the single name Rama will grant all the benefits that accrue from chanting 1,000 names of the Lord. Well, that is the power latent in the name of Lord Rama. So in this line, we hail Lord Rama as the one who is supremely auspicious, who can ferry us across the ocean of worldly existence. Let's move on to the fifth line.
Shri Rama Shata Koti Pranama.
The two new words here are Koti, which means million, and Pranama means salutation. A scholar devotee of Sri Rama from the coastal Andhra once arrived at Puttaparthi for Bhagwan's darshan. He was writing Sri Rama, Sri Rama as many times as time permitted him. Bhagwan granted him an interview and asked him what he desired. The scholar sought his blessings for the completion of 1 crore or 10 million repetitions of writing the name Sri Rama. Bhagwan told him that 1 crore was already completed. And the scholar now got surprised and he said, Swami, only half is done. I am yet to do the other half. And Bhagwan then said, that for each time of writing the name of Rama, the scholar had also chanted the name once, and thus the 1 crore was completed. Bhagwan further mentioned that the darshan and interview granted to the scholar was the result of the 1 crore Ramanama, half written and half chanted. That is the glory of Sri Rama, Koti Pranama, a million salutations to Lord Sai Rama. So in this line, we pay a million salutations to Lord Rama. Let's move on to the penultimate line of this bhajan.
Sai Rama, Koti Pranama.
Here, Sai Rama refers to the same Lord Rama who incarnated as Sai Rama. So in this line, we bow before the Lord who incarnated as Rama eons ago and as Satya Sai Rama in the current times. Let's move on to the last line.
Sharanam, Sharanam, Atma Rama.
Sharanam means surrender, and the word Atma means soul. In the Ramakatha Rasavahini, Bhagwan writes, Rama is the indweller in every body. He is the Atma Rama, the source of bliss in every individual. His blessings upsurging from that inner spring can confer peace and bliss. Baba says that we can experience more of this Rama within when we are removed from kama or desire. The farther we are from kama, desire, the closer we get to Rama, the Lord. So in this line, Sharanam, Sharanam, Atma Rama, we offer ourselves to the Lord who is seated as the eternal Atma, the conscience, the soul within every being. And with that, dear listeners, we have understood the meaning of every word of this bhajan, at least to some extent. You will now hear the Mandir version of this bhajan as sung by the students of Bhagwan's University in the Prashant Nilayam Mandir.
Jagadashaya Shri Raghurama. Jagadashaya Shri Raghurama. Tarakarama
This program, here is an excerpt from a presentation made during the National Bhajan Workshop in June 2013 by three former students of Baba's University, Ravi Kumar, Amey Deshpande and Siddhartha.
In fact, I am reminded of one other occasion. I was here singing on Krishna Janmashtami. Songs were about to be sung. One of the songs chosen for that Krishna Janmashtami was Chalti Chakki Dekh Diya Kabira Roy. And as Swami heard the practice of this, Swami said, Krishna Janmashtami is the birth of the Lord. It's a day of joy and celebration and you are singing Chalti Chakki Dekh Diya Kabira Roye Do Patan Ke Beech Mein Sabit Bachana Koye. So even that is sandarbham, the circumstance. That is not the occasion to say that those kind of bhajans. So samayam and sandarbham are so important.
Amay, since you mentioned Christmas, I remember Shailesh sir always used to insist for new singers. He used to say, Christmas time used to have a lot of foreigners who come to Prashantinilayam. They come after birthday, they stay on till New Year, Christmas, New Year. So he always used to say, in that period, you sing simple Namavali bhajans, because Swami had told them that if you sing simple Rama, Krishna, Govinda, musically it might not be so challenging for a singer or anything of that sort, but then it makes them participate in the bhajan. Even they should be able to follow. So if we see that kind of an audience, that kind of a crowd that has gathered, simpler bhajans makes it more participative.
Yeah, for example, if Narayan Seva is going on, and typically bhajans is like a filler everywhere. Anything is going on, bhajans can go on side by side. So when Narayan Seva is going on and we sing, Din dukhiyo se prem karo mera, Sai prasanna hoga. What a beautiful match it is. And in fact, I remember Swami was distributing the keys to all the Orissa people who had come there to take the keys from Bhagwan. And we started this and Swami had a beaming smile on his face. Sai mera, mai tera, ye prem ki behti dhara. What a beautiful communication between the Lord and his devotees at that time. Again, samayam and sandarbham.
We'll move on to the next point, which is where in our discussions we came up with this point where Swami has said that we should not give up the personal duties that we have to perform in life in order to rush somewhere and sing bhajans. There are personal duties that we have to perform in life. I'm not talking about office work and those kind of things. There are personal duties. I remember there was this person who used to sing along with us in the mandir. One day he was singing bhajans. During bhajan, Swami stopped him and asked him, where is your mother? He kept quiet. Swami asked him pointedly, where is your mother? He said, Swami, she is somewhere else in some other state. Swami said, how is her health? He kept quiet. Swami asked, how is her health? This person put his face down in shame. And Swami said, are you a right kind of son? You're leaving your ailing mother behind, thousands of kilometers away, to come and sit before me and sing bhajans, and you think I will be pleased? Go right now, take care of your mother. That is your primary duty.
So that was an excerpt of a presentation about bhajans made in June 2013 in the Vrindavan Ashram by three members of the Prashanti Bhajan Group. And with that, we have reached the end of this episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We do hope you enjoyed it. Please do send us your feedback. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek, and the background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. As always, we offer this humble endeavor at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan.
You were listening to an episode of our program Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on 5th December 2013 as part of Thursday Live from Prashanthi Nilayam on Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.